What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus, and broadcasting to the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territory of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, and beyond. I'm not really sure how far the signal goes, but, like, if you're not in Vancouver, what's up? I see you. It's a shout out. You just heard Trilexiax's new single, New Shapes, featuring Christine and the Queens and Caroline Polachek. I had to play it because I love Trilexiax, and I just play everything that she ever releases. CATR, 101.9 FM. Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Dork. Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition for cool, cool adjective not influenced by strong feeling of any kind. I have been noticing a trend in these episodes, definitions, whatever, but then also just, I think, in general, it doesn't really matter. Like, coolness, talking less about, I think, like the cool, like, what is... Like, what's the cool thing? What's, I don't know, whatever. Listen to another episode about fashionable stuff. But I've been talking a lot about, like, calmness, etc. And I really liked this definition because it wasn't about, like, it almost felt, it's like coolness as passive. And it's like, this is, like, the most passive definition. Like, not influenced by any strong feeling at all. So I'm kind of breaking down the definition today. There's a lot to get into. I think that the word influence is interesting because what is coolness? Like, I feel like we've talked so much on this show about, like, coolness is like a combination of it influences and is also influenced, like, at all times. So, it'll be cool. It'll be a good episode. It's kind of like, the music's a bit all over the place, I'm not gonna lie. We got pop, we got punk, etc. So buckle up, baby, because we're going for a ride. Okay, so this is Falling by Spiral XP off of their album Drop Me In, which came out this June. They played at Redgate last week on Thursday, and it was so good. I've been listening to them ever since. I also love the title Drop Me In. I don't know what it is about it, but I find it very, I don't know. It's just like really like endearing is not the word that I want to say. Intriguing. It's very intriguing to me. So this is Falling. You're listening to it on Teachable Moments, CATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.
What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Really Dad by S. Torbo off of their self-titled album out of Montreal. Just before that was a classic, Feather of Forgiveness by Polvo off of their 1996 album Exploded Drawing, and then opened that set with Spiral XP with their song Falling off of their new EP album, Drop Me In. I almost said I don't know why. I think that if you listen to the songs, as I'm sure you just did, you would know that Falling really reminded me of Feather of Forgiveness. So it was like, oh, I have to play them together. It just made so much sense. Teachable Moments at CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition were cool. Cool adjective not influenced by strong feeling of any kind. I want to talk about the word influence. We're just like breaking down this definition basically today because I thought it was really interesting. Honestly, maybe I'll do another episode about it because I really enjoy it. I really enjoy this definition. But so influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character development or behavior of someone or something, or the effect itself. Like capital I influence, I guess. But kind of like I was saying before, that beautiful set of songs, I think coolness in general, like whether we're thinking about like how we've been thinking about it on the show for the past few episodes of like calmness or, yeah, like not bothered, I guess. It depends on influence. It depends on like what the influences around you are. It depends on how you're influencing the situation or like how you're reacting to it or whatever. But then also if we think about it in terms of like what's hot, what's like cool, what's, I don't know, happening or whatever, that is like exclusively influence. That's like all it is. Like in coolness in that way is just like how influential it is, but then also like how you're reacting to the influences around you again as well, but then kind of a more aesthetic or behavioral way maybe. But so having a definition of it that of this word that explicitly, I don't know, like calls out influence. It felt very this show. It felt very like it made sense. It just all made sense. So we're gonna move on. This is Send Me by Tirza off of their new album Color Grade. Duncan, the host of infamous host of Duncan's Donuts, has been very, very, very excited about this album, and I just say that because he's just been talking to me about it a lot since it came out. Or even before it did. So if that's not an endorsement, I don't know what is. This is Send Me, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Send me sun at dawn. Gonna lay here some more. Let me in, and now I'm sure, now I'm sure, now I'm sure. Let me in.
between us.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Vancouver International Film Festival wraps up on Monday, but there's still plenty of time to catch a film in cinemas around Vancouver or online on the festival's streaming platform, VIFF Connect. Student tickets are just $10. To explore the 2021 program and purchase tickets, visit viff.org.
what's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral traditional land of the Hankamina speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Scripture by Earth Eater. Just before that was Owl by Princess Apparently, and then opened that set with Send Me by Terza off of her album Color Grade. I've been listening to a lot of Princess Apparently recently. I just was revisiting, and it's been really, really nice to just, like, I don't know, listen to that album on repeat. Because it feels wild that it came out in 2019. It feels like it came out just yesterday. That Earth Eater song was her most recent single. I don't know what's going on with Earth Eater's, this is, like, not that relevant, but I don't know what's going on with Earth Eater's, like, Spotify, because a whole album got taken down. What the heck? It doesn't really matter. Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition for cool adjective not influenced by strong feeling of any kind. This really makes me think of, like, disconnection or, like, disconnect. And I love words that when you Google them, they just, like, reference another word. So, like, or, like, if you look up, if you, like, try to define it, it just, like, refers to another word. So if you look up disconnect, it'll be, like, not connected. And it's, like, okay, that means nothing. You have to Google what connection is. So it's the antithesis of being brought together or into contact so that a real or notional link is established. I don't know if you want to view the antithesis as, like, the breaking of that or, like, having never, like, I feel like it can be both. Like, if there's a disconnect, like, I guess that's more of a noun. It disconnects a noun. It doesn't really matter. But, like, it's kind of more like ships passing in the night in some way. Like, there's something that isn't lining up to make this connection happen or link, whatever, be generated. Or it's the, like, active breaking of that. So, like, a disconnecting something, which is obviously a lot more active. And thinking of, like, coolness, whether, again, like, I feel like I've said this so many times this episode, but whether that's, like, calmness or, like, the cool, like, the aesthetic kind of cool, it's kind of impossible to be disconnected in both of those situations. I'm gonna pause it, because if you're even just calm, like, calmness is not the same as, like, disconnected or, like, not engaged. Like, calmness is just kind of, like, more of an acceptance versus, like, being absent. And then also, like, if you're cool, whatever, that's like a connection with some kind of reference or some kind of behavior or some kind of whatever. So those are some thoughts on the word disconnect. We're going to move on. This is the song Cold by Central Heat Exchange out of Chicago off of their self-titled album. Central Heat Exchange, and you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM.
song really slept, brought me back to life. I thought of my kids, I thought of my wife, I thought so sometimes I really, really love my life. I'm going back to school, 'cause I don't know who you are, but you're screaming my name.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P. for the best in post-rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Shining around you.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Liv's new single, Bout It, out of, I want to say, Houston, but you know what? It might be Dallas. It also might be Austin, somewhere in Texas. Either way, I love it. I have the gift, I have the pleasure of doing charts every week for the station, and someone played Liv, I want to say in like January of last year, or maybe this year. Either way, I have not stopped listening at all. So good, so amazing. 10 out of 10 recommend. Just before that was Back 3 School by Porches off of his new album, All Day Gentle Hold! And then opened that set with Central Heat Exchange with the song Cold off of their self-titled album, Central Heat Exchange. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's dash words are cool, cool, adjective, not influenced by strong feeling of any kind. This makes me think of numbness. And as I say it, like when I was planning this episode and like thinking about what I wanted to talk about and blah, 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 this was like the first thing that I thought of. And then I was like, maybe build to it. but as like we've been talking about it this episode, numbness feels like such an extreme and dramatic and like, I don't know, kind of unfair way to interpret this definition, not influenced by strong feeling of any kind. Because now I feel like it's more like steady, more like my brain just wanted to say like more like a beach where like the waves are kind of crashing, but it's still a beach and like you're chilling, whatever, versus like, I don't know, like not experiencing anything at all. Like, I think the distinction now is between influence and experience, whereas when I was planning, I thought it was a distinction between feeling and experience. So that's like some fun insight, I guess. But to define numbness, it's the experience of being deprived of the power of sensation. I feel like if I see the word numbness, I think of physical sensation. But if I think of how I use the word numb in like my day to day, it often, like 9 times out of 10, I'm talking about like emotional disconnection and stuff. And I think hilariously, the connection between disconnection and numbness in terms of like I feel like that framing really makes it seem optional in a lot of ways. Whereas I think in reality, numbness is like, it's a reaction. It's more of a reaction than a response. Whereas I would say disconnection is like a bit of a response, because there's some more action in taking yourself out. Whereas when you're numb, it's just like your body and your brain has no other way to kind of process. We're going to move on. This is the song Took a Turn by Luke Mann off of SD1 out of Toronto. I really, really love this album. And you know what? You know what, listener? I hope you do too. So this is Took a Turn, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm not afraid to be free.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamenam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus to the dear lovely people living on the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territory of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to Teachable Moments. I am your host, Dork. Teacher Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition is a cool, cool adjective not influenced by strong feeling of any kind. We talked about influence. We talked about disconnect. We talked about numbness. I'm going to really briefly talk about feeling just because it's kind of the last word. And then also I feel like it kind of wraps up the whole thing. So feeling is the physical sensation of touch through either experience or perception, the conscious subjective experience of emotions. My note was versus experience. I think that experience really like frames this whole episode and like what experience is and what like how what you're experiencing, like your reaction to what you're experiencing being steadying or being kind of chaotic. And I mean, I already talked about this in terms of numbness, But I thought, like, I went into this episode thinking that it was feeling, and I'm really coming out thinking that, like, it has to do with, like, what you're experiencing and your response to it. So up next is Into the Woods with the stunning Mel Woods. I'm going to have one more song for you. This is For You, the Lava La Rue brand new single. Again, you are listening to it on Teach and Moments on CATR 101.9 FM. I hope that you have a stunning and striking week. And yeah, ciao.